everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss feet pics on Uber Eats, how to steal Pokemon cards at self-checkout, the fist fight between Zayn and Louis of One Direction, and Jill Biden's dream of being on Heated Rivalry. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts, and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Good morning.
Good. Well, one thing needs to be addressed. When we used to record in the same time zone, it was very good morning to both of us, but it's my afternoon now. Because as you know, right. I live in New York.
The Big Apple?
It's past lunchtime here. I've eaten two meals.
Oh, it's morning somewhere. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's 1 p.m. somewhere.
T.
Is it 1 p.m. for you?
1:21, mama.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. You know, on I feel like on the internet, because everyone has different time zones, people say instead of good morning or happy whatever, people say happy time zone. And I hate that. I hate it.
It makes me happy that I'm not on a platform where they say that.
I've seen people on Twitch be like, happy time zone. I'm like, okay.
Block.
No. Block.
Damn. Block.
You know, think of all the people that you blocked when they were like an annoying 12-year-old and now they're 25 and maybe have thought-provoking things to say.
Block.
Oh, keep them blocked? Okay. Well, shit. Damn. Yeah, you know, I get a lot of people coming into TikTok lives and stuff and being like, you blocked me 13 years ago. Will you forgive me? I'm like, you were probably annoying one day. And that's the tea.
Hey,
so
what? Audience, clap if you've been annoying one day.
Oh, honey, I've done it.
I've been annoying a lot of days.
Have you?
Yeah.
Do you scale back if you can tell someone's getting annoyed by you, or do you dial it up?
I think it's been a long time. I don't interact with a lot of people anymore. Who's annoyed with me?
Who's annoying with me?
Who's annoyed with me? In like a group situation?
I don't know.
You think I'm self-aware enough to know if someone's annoyed with me?
Yeah, you're right. I'm saying, do you poke the bear? I don't tease the animal, but I do poke the bear.
I poke the bear. I tease the animal. Yeah, I mean, I guess with my boyfriend, sometimes I know when he's had it with me, but I'm in a playful mood, and so I give it. I twist the knife.
You poke the bear. You twist the knife.
But I will say he does it more to me than I do it to him. So it's fun when I get the rare opportunity. But
okay.
He's a screecher and a screamer and a poker and a prodder.
Screecher and a screamer. Okay.
Yeah, he's just making chirp. He's a chirping and a squirping. All the time. He is always
screeching, screeching. Many things would make me screech too. If somebody stabbed me and twisted the knife, I think I would screech.
No. He'll be screeching and a chirping and a squirping. And I'm like, do you want me to give you something to squirping about?
Oh, not that. Oh,
yeah.
Have you seen the videos of the millennial parents saying phrases to their kids and having them finish the sentence?
Yeah. Like, and it's,
I'll give you something to. And then the kid has to finish it.
And they're like, eat for breakfast.
It would be what? And for us, it would be what?
Cry about.
Yep. And I brought you into this world.
And I'm going to give you a hug.
I'll take you out of it.
Yes, I have seen those videos and I watch them every time because they are endearing.
Is it endearing or does it make me feel some type of way about my answers?
My ancestors.
They're my ancestors' answers. Because all the kids for the millennials are like, I brought you into this world, and I'll love every second of it.
And I'll give you kisses every day for the rest of your life.
I'll give you something to be happy about.
Eat for breakfast when you're hungry.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, okay, well, shit.
Well, yeah, so I'd say to my boyfriend, I'll give you something to chirp it and a squirp it about, and then he really shrieks.
Shrieks.
That's like shrieks, but we pronounce it shrieks.
Because you're aching and you're shrieking.
Well, you know, I mean, I've never experienced this with a pet, but it's like you see those videos on TikTok when they're like, what do you mean? My dog's name was Crouton, and then it turned into Crudy Booty, and then it turned into Booty, and then it turned into Booty Baby, and then I would just call him Baby.
It's like, it really do be like that.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, now I'm in a relationship and we've created our own language where we mispronounce words intentionally and we put the emphasis on the wrong syllable all the time. And it's like, now I just get caught in public saying incorrect things constantly. Shrieking.
Yeah, I'm at the dog park being like, get over here, stinker butt.
Exactly. Although I will say, I really did see Crouton's twin crossing the street the other day. Oh my God.
And it could have been him. It could have been him because he's not with me right now.
Okay, dang. It might
be in San Francisco. I don't know where the dog is.
I'm not in San Francisco.
He might be in New York. What? I don't know. When I said I don't know where the dog is, oh, I meant you.
See. Hey,
oh my God, wow, I forgot you lived in the Big Apple for 1 minute, and wow.
Listen, bitch, we got an apartment finally. Can't move into it yet, but the hunt is over.
How many apartments do you think you looked at?
Baby, let me just tell you.
Baby, just tell me.
You know, I mean, so my web browser usually has about 20 tabs across the top. I had a permanent fixture of like the app that New Yorkers use to look at rentals. I would wake up first thing every morning, refresh it. We looked at hundreds online. I think in person we looked at 30. We applied
Corey.
We applied for 7.
Corey.
You scared me when you said that. I thought you were about to say you haven't been recording this whole time.
Corey. Well.
What?
Well, it hasn't been recording.
Oh, okay. Good.
It has been recording. I got your ass. No, but I did get your ass. I did get your ass.
That's not a fun joke.
I know. My bad. Me
triggering because you know what else has happened 30 times?
What?
That.
Oh, and you know what I have had?
It. No, we looked at like 30. We applied for 7.
Okay, so do you think having your browser open to those websites, do you think they're tracking your movements and keeping tabs on how many times you've looked at the listing? You know how cookies.
Yeah, and then they're reporting back to the renters, and they're like, they're desperate. Jack the price up another thousand. Keep raising it.
Yeah, well, I would not put it past them because surveillance state and capitalism does not go hand in hand for anybody except the business.
Well, New York loves capitalism, let me tell you that right now.
Okay.
Anyways, right, we found an apartment. We'll be moving into it soon.
Which leads me to, did you see the JetBlue tweet?
No. I didn't. I'm not on that app.
Well, it went viral because I think it left Twitter. I think it reached more people than just the tweet itself. Somebody was like, I'm trying to make it to a funeral, but my JetBlue ticket increased $230 after 1 day of like looking at it and coming back to it. I'm just trying to go to a funeral. And JetBlue replied, try clearing your cash in cookies or booking with an incognito window. We're sorry for your loss. And I feel like everyone had an assumption that that's what airlines did of like, you know, track if you've looked at the flight before, increase the price the next day if you look at it again. But I don't think anybody admitted to it. They've since deleted the tweet. This happened this week. And so now everyone's like, okay, so now we have proof that like that is how things work for every industry, and like we all thought it and we all kind of assumed every business was doing that, but they're just like openly admitting to it now.
I just want to know.
But then somebody said, no, no, wait, 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 wait. Then somebody said surveillance is getting to the point where they can track if they AI will look and see if you have a funeral that you are connected to in the destination city you're going to and raise the price because they know you won't say no to a ticket. They can look up if you are connected to any funerals in the city you're looking up
AI
a destination
is,
for.
Is scrubbing obituaries.
Yes.
They're connecting their way. So AI is scrubbing obituaries. Then they're logging into our 23andMe account data, which was sold.
No,
they're cross-referencing,
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, seeing if you're connected to anybody with those, that person, that name, that family, that blah, 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 blah. Girl, it's over.
She dead.
She already done upsurged hers.
Damn. Yeah. Okay, well, fuck the airlines is still my stance.
Yeah, aren't they getting a bailout or something right now?
I just saw, I didn't fact check it, but I just saw something about, yeah, Delta's like CEO being like, we already hit $1 billion for the year.
Oh, I'm sure.
after they were bailed out during the pandemic. Like, can you pay us back? Can you pay us back?
You know what? Did you see? Oh, honey. Okay. So we're all trying to make ends meet. True or false?
T. Period.
True. Period. Well, Uber Eats people, deliverers, have found a new way to make an extra coin.
You posting know how their you have feet to, pics when they...
You know how when they deliver the food, they have to take a picture of it at your door or it, you know, being handed off. Have you ever gotten a checked it and you see a picture of you receiving your food and it's the least flattering thing
the
of all
very,
time?
The strange thing is I can... remember the like first time that I realized the photo taking thing was a thing because I answered the door and the guy was handing me my food and he was like, wait, I need a picture. And then he took a picture of me standing there holding it. And I remember I walked back and said to my roommate, well, why'd that guy just take a picture of me?
Well, he's a freak.
I live in a major city, both in San Francisco and here, where it's like I could walk to a lot of places. Like, when they started jacking up all the fees and all that shit, I stopped. I don't DoorDash. I don't Uber Eats. It's like $40 in fees. I walk. I'm lucky.
Well, you live in a walkable city.
I live in a walkable city and there's food all around me. So I'm like, no, I will not. I will not pay that fee. I will walk my little tuchus.
Well, there is a Uber Eats driver in Los Angeles. There's an article about her who has gone viral because she is including her feet in all the delivery pictures and she's getting way bigger tips. She says her tip average has gone up ever since she includes her toes in every picture because she's wearing these cute little shoes. Her pedicure is out. Each little toe, she got a French tip on the toe. 10 French tips on the toe. I see here, and here she has pictures of her McDonald's getting delivered, some flowers getting delivered, Starbucks getting delivered. Her feet are in every picture. She has revealed that she has gotten extra $20, extra $50 every time she includes her feet. So, yes, I think. Do you have good feet?
I have I have gorgeous
you
feet
got French
minus
tips?
I have gorgeous feet minus my second toe on my right foot, which is just always has a blister on it when I'm running.
Okay, well, can you get French tips on your little tippity toes? On your
tootsies?
French tips for big tips?
I could. I'm sure I could.
If somebody's picture of your food included their feet, are you gagging or are you gagging?
I just notice in New York, a lot of people don't really do open toe shoe.
A lot of people conceal the pig.
The rats will nibble.
I had a pair of Tevis that I threw out before I moved here. It was winter. They were really beat up. I've been thinking about buying a new pair, but I'm just like,
beat up Tevas instead of beat up Chanel's.
Exactly. And I'm just like, can I buy a second pair? Do people hear free the toe?
It's definitely not giving New York City to wear Tevas. I'm so sorry. It's maybe San Francisco, yes.
I love the cool breeze on my toes.
I get it. Did you ever wear socks with Tevas? I love socks with Tevas.
No, I don't do that.
Okay. Not for yes and.
My mom would say socks and sandals. She would say geek boy. That was how she would drag us when we were children. She would say, "You look like a
geek.
You look like a geek."
Geek is like
boy.
A new term. Geek is a new term for getting geeked. There's like, you know, you're drinking cough syrup. I'm geeked.
Never heard of it.
Me neither. You know who's not wearing exposed toes?
Who?
Well, there's a quadruple amputee that's on the loose.
Wait, this story is so old. That guy who shot somebody.
Okay, so there's a quadruple amputee.
He's a cornhole pro. Yes, I've seen that. I saw it make
cornhole pro. The headline is crazy start to finish. Quadruple amputee cornhole pro Dayton Weber pictured with a swastika scar days before gunning down his pal. Okay, slow down.
Okay, now he's escaped, or you just made that up?
Well, they've discovered that he's a Nazi, I guess. He did. Maybe he escaped. Okay.
Did he escape or not?
He's on the run. Well, he's on the loose. He's on the loose. Yes. He killed his friend. Oh.
Yes, I told you. That story's like a month old at least.
He killed his friend. Oh, okay. He was chugging brown liquor from a handle in the driver's seat of a car. White powder scattered across the center console. Okay, what? It could have been a root beer. It could have been powdered sugar. What are we trying to do here? Frame the bitch.
Okay, so is he on the loose or not?
He's facing life in prison. I'm trying to figure out if he's on the loose or if he's tightened down.
They've got psychobabble in prison. So, hey, new listener.
Oh, my God. Here he is with a picture of a scary clown mask on and a gun. Okay. Okay, here he is shooting a gun.
This is much heavier than what I wanted to talk about today.
What? What? You don't want to talk about cornhole?
I had actual hard-hitting news that you've made us wait 15 minutes to get to.
Get to it. 17.
Do you know Scooby-Doo's real name?
Scooby Douglas Doo.
No, Scooby is short for something. Scooby is his nickname.
Is this where you're getting with crouton-alicious?
Well, this is how Scooby got all the way to Doo.
Scoobdonia, Scoobdonia the third.
Well, his real legal name is Scoobert.
Oh, I actually did know that. Yes.
Oh, you did. Now it all comes crawling back.
And Scoobert.
So you've been gatekeeping. Is there a reason
Scoobert? Where's the Doo come from?
I think that's his last name.
Scoobert
Doo.
Scoobert Doo. And who's
Scoobert Doo? Is he any relation to Jane Don't?
Oh, and Scrappy Scrappert.
Hold on. Okay, so his legal name is Scoobert Doobert Doo, but he goes by Scooby. But he goes by Scooby Doo.
Okay. Cool.
That's it.
We all have nicknames.
That's the headline.
Okay. Was it a headline? Was it breaking news? It didn't feel breaking to me.
I saw it in a clip from a game show. It seemed very Weakest Link-esque, but it was clearly like a game show in Great Britain or somewhere. And okay. I thought, is this real? And so then I did my research.
Okay. And so you found the truth.
Scoobert do.
Okay. Well, shit. Thank you for getting to the bottom of that.
You're welcome.
Not all the right. Expose. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is BetterHelp. Now, for some, summer is their favorite season. You got travel, the kids are out of school, adventuring all through the summer. For others, juggling it all can kind of be tough, and it could lead to overwhelming feelings, counting down the minutes until the kids are actually back in school, and many are worrying that they're wasting the days of sunshine. For me, summer can kind of feel like FOMO / comparing yourself to others, and everyone's always, you know, getting their summer selves ready and then debuting that, and it's kind of like, oh my god, insecurities can kind of pop up. And I know for me, when I'm dealing with my insecurities, talking about it and reflecting on it can be really helpful. Therapy can help people better understand their needs, feel more confident about setting boundaries, and create a version of summer that actually feels good on your own terms. With BetterHelp, all of those things are possible. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 6 million people globally. And it works. With an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. And BetterHelp therapists work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. BetterHelp does the initial matching work for you so you can focus on your therapy goals. They give you a short questionnaire that helps you identify your needs and your preferences, and they help match you with whoever might be best for you. And if you're not happy with your match, you can switch to a different therapist at any time from all of the recommendations. So you don't have to say yes to everything for summer. You can find support in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. Thank you so much to BetterHelp for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Quince. Summer always changes how I get dressed. I want pieces that feel lighter, maybe more breathable, things that are easy but still feel put together. That is why I keep coming back to Quince. They focus on high quality essentials that feel and look amazing. Think breathable linen and soft organic cotton. Well-made basics, but without the luxury markup. It's that rare balance where everything feels elevated, but still effortless. Quince European linen pants and shirts are the perfect warm weather upgrade to add to your rotation, starting at just $34. Their tees are soft and easy to wear, and their lightweight cotton sweaters are perfect for cooler summer nights. Everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They work directly with ethical factories and cut out the middlemen, so you're paying for quality, not brand markup. Quince goes way beyond clothing. And if you're looking for upholstered sofas, ceramic cookware, premium bedding, it's the kind of brand you end up recommending to everyone for everything. I personally am loving their linen pants right now because, listen, I am still trying to look a little bit put together and cute, but I don't want to sweat in the summer. Like, I feel like when you get dressed up and you want to go to an event, sometimes, like, it's, like, really just, oh, my God, I'm like, oh, I can't breathe. So finding breathable, lightweight stuff to still feel cute in is not that easy, but with Quince, it's easy. So if you're looking for stuff where you will feel cute but still put together, you can elevate your summer wardrobe by going to quince.com/babble. Free shipping on your order, 365-day returns, now available in Canada too. That's Quince, Q-U-I-N-C-E quince.com/babbel for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/babbel. Thank you so much to Quince for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
All right, you want to talk about some money things?
Money?
Life jacket. Sure. Life jacket worn by Titanic survivor auctioned off for, guess how much?
$100,000.
Baby. More. Life jacket.
$100,000.
Life jacket worn by Titanic survivor auctioned off for $900,000. Would ya?
Well, in its defense, it must have worked. It must be a very effective life jacket. I don't know if it's worth that much. No, I wouldn't. I don't have that lying around, and nor do I have autism.
I was gonna ask if you were like had endless amounts of money, like what kind of fun things you would buy. But I actually think I know the answers to that. You would have the Weenie Mobile. You'd have the,
oh my god, I was just thinking the Wiener Mobile. Yes,
have the Weenie Mobile. You would have,
honey, it'd be parked out front.
You would have the baby head Grinch skin.
I don't think I would get the Titanic vest. No.
No, I don't think I would either.
No, I just, it's not really like iconic to me in the same way the Ace Ventura Rhino is.
Butthole.
It just looks kind of like a vest. Not really. I'm not gagging.
As somebody who did not finish Heated Rivalry, would you bid $35,000 for a walk-on role in season 2 of Heated Rivalry?
No, you know what? That would stress me out to be there. It's working. To have to work? You're telling me somebody's bidding to work? Oh, times are tough.
You didn't see who bid $35,000? Oh.
I did see, and she didn't win. Dr. Jill Biden was at the New York City LGBT Center Gala, and they were doing an auction for a walk-on role in Heated Rivalry. Do you think she's going to be making out with a hockey player if she had won? What do you think the role is? Were naked there any, in the locker room in the background?
Were there women in season 1?
I don't know. There were. I never finished it. I never finished. The girl that worked at the smoothie place that goes, girl.
Is it be? Were you? Did you quit watching?
That should have been Jill Biden. Yes.
I think honestly, I don't care who won the bid. I want them to still write a cameo role for Jill Biden. What's a walk-on role? Does that mean you like get
line? It means you walk in for one day. You're not there for the whole season. You walk on for a day. You walk out for the end of the day.
Yeah, but even then, what are you? Like background fodder? Are you like, could you be the owner of the smoothie company? Like, do you get
a
line?
You're in a scene. I think you get a line.
The back of your head is filmed?
Filmed. I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see. I wish we knew who won. The final winner was $125,000. No, each. So it was $250,000 total for the winners who won the walk-on roles.
You know it's some gay Los Angeles actor, in quotation marks, who has a sugar daddy trying to make it.
That gay that used to be on billboards with his huge BBL. You know who I'm talking about in Los Angeles?
I've gotten enough emails from people trying to walk the red carpet at the Queerties. I know one of them.
You know the lineup. I know who it is.
I will recognize them when I watch season 2.
Okay. Oh my God. I felt a dark spirit this weekend.
And?
I was scared. I was at Coachella. And you know when you're at an event and you know your mortal enemy is also there? You can feel it. Maybe you don't know it, but you feel it.
No, a lot of people love me. No enemies, no haters.
Well, I have. It's not an enemy per se. It's just somebody I don't like to see in movies. You know who was at Coachella?
Who?
Imagine my surprise when I see up on the screen while watching Sabrina Carpenter in the car doing a monologue. Madonna? Gina Davis. Gina Davis.
I did hear that Gina Davis played Elder Sabrina Carpenter in a pre-roll ad.
I said, we got to go to the Doo Lab. We got to go to the Doo Lab. You know, she's triggering for me. I'm watching every good movie and she's always popping up.
Yeah, she's
no bueno for me.
Wonderful actress. I don't understand your beef.
There's no beef. It's just that, like,
season 3 of Netflix Beef starring you and Gina Davis.
Well, it's my most controversial opinion, but I just don't see it for her. I just don't see it for her.
Dang.
But good for her. She must have a good agent. She's still working.
Dang.
Yes. Yes.
So what did you... did you see the headlines about that robot that won the Beijing half marathon?
No.
Baby.
You want me to be impressed by a machine that can go fast? Have you ever heard of a car? A plane?
I brought this up because I was hoping I would have your support, and boy, do I have it. The number of headlines I had to read. Humanoid robot beats human half marathon record at China Marathon. Oh, wow. Are we supposed to be impressed or surprised that a machine without lungs was able to go down a road?
That's stupid and boring. You're stupid and boring if you are impressed by that.
Send it to NASCAR if you want me to be impressed by it. Make it outrun one of those stupid cars that goes circles around those laps. But you want me to be impressed?
Actually, yes. If a humanoid-shaped robot can run faster than a NASCAR car, I think I would be like, okay, cool. Yeah.
You think I'm supposed to care about robots beating humans in a marathon?
No.
Yeah, I'm just like, we've lost the plot. We've lost the plot. People celebrating this sort of shit.
Well, you won't find me celebrating it, Corey. I root for you, the human.
What's next? Two humanoid robots together on The Amazing Race?
We should do it. We should do it.
That's their next big twist. It's super fans of the show paired with robots.
I would tune in. I'd be sat and seated.
Did you
plugged
see,
in and plugged out?
Did you see? Are you familiar with the Amy Poehler podcast?
I've heard of it. Yes.
Well, she recently had Kerry Washington. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. You know what? Kerry Washington.
Didn't you film a video with her? I'm pretty sure you did.
Yes,
she was your first Ellen.
She was my first guest on the Tyler Oakley Show. Thank you.
On Ellen.
After a little Googling, I have confirmed it.
Well, did that come out before or after we filmed The Amazing Race? Because
that was 2016.
That was after we filmed it the first time. Well, depending on when it aired. Because that's funny because Kerry Washington was recently on the Amy Poehler podcast talking about how much she loves The Amazing Race and how she's watched every season. So I was
she's gagging.
Does Kerry Washington know who we are and did she root for us to win either of our seasons? I'm dying to know.
I don't think she brought it up, but you know, it's all a blur.
I wasn't asking you. I was just speculating aloud.
Mm. Okay, what about Kerry Washington? That was it?
That was the story. Her and Amy Poehler on the podcast and her gushing about how much she loves the race and how she's seen every season.
Okay, well.
And how she thinks she'd be really good at it.
Mm. Well, she should get on. She
apply,
could get on.
Apply. Come for our record. I dare.
Yes, I'm over Survivor this season. I never want to see another All-Star season of Survivor. Sorry, I think it just doesn't work. It doesn't work. All-Star Survivor, All-Stars Big Brother, anything social doesn't work as All-Stars. And that's the that on that.
Here's what I'll say.
Pre-gaming ruined it.
In a world where pre-gaming happens, I think a continued like fans versus favorites could be fun. They did that twice where it was like a tribe of all returners versus a tribe of all newbies. And it's like, cause yeah, how far can you really go when there's just like 8 returners in a group. Good for you if some of you pre-gamed, like, it's not going to matter when come merge.
Also, this every twist that's happening in season 50 of Survivor, nobody likes. So, like, we have what? Christian having to not only lose his vote, but vote against himself, and then thus not being able to use his shot in the dark. Have you ever seen somebody get so fucked over by rock, paper, scissors before?
Well, I do go back to what Emily said during Tribal Council, which was like, he wanted to go. He tried to go. He won the rock, paper, scissors. Nobody forced him to go. I like that better because at least there's the caveat of saying that when in like previous seasons of this quote unquote new era, people have been forced to go on.
Yes, you're right.
On journeys and have not been given the option to pass or play or like know the stakes. So I think he had it a little bit better. I do think it was.
Yeah, but throughout the season so far, the stakes of going on a journey have been you don't have to be at the tribal council. You get to skip right past to the journey.
No. That's Exile Island. That's not the journey. It's like Colby went on a journey and lost his vote. So I don't know. I think some of these twists were necessary because A, the amount of people that they cast, and B, I think like last week when there was a double elimination, I think it benefited us viewers because it did end up breaking up a Zoom pregame alliance. But I don't know. I think I've said it 100 times. Like the season after, or a couple seasons after Mike White's first season, there was like an Entertainment Weekly interview with him where he like said how Jeff pitched him all these like crazy ideas and how Mike White tried to like talk him out of it years ago. And it's like every time we see one of these like bad twists play out, I'm just like, this is something Jeff drew up on a whiteboard in his garage and sent to Mike White, and Mike White tried to talk him out of it, and he didn't successfully do it, so here we are.
I did like seeing, I was a little satisfied seeing Jeff want to do the hold on to the thing and don't let it drop challenge in lasting 7 minutes.
You ever use that machine at the gym?
No. Is that even a machine?
They had it at the gym in San Francisco that I went to. They had this machine where you could like roll back a grip and like hold weight. But the purpose was
to keep
doing reps. But yeah,
grip strength.
I always want to try it.
I want to try it now. Well, it is satisfying seeing people who talk a lot of shit about people who can't do something on a challenge and then seeing them do the challenge and not being able to do the challenge. I think a lot of people at home would benefit from a little bit of humble pie of attempting anything outside of their living room.
I liked the montage of him shit talking over the years. That was fun for
me. Oh, me too. Me too. I was like, damn, he's got that dog in him for a long time.
Well, haven't you seen, like, there's this whole offshoot on, like, TikTok where somebody first started making one of those where it was, like, Jeff dunking on everybody, and then it turned into, like, fan-made edits that were dubbed over, and they were like, wow, Jeff really laying it on thick, and then it would be, like, him really cussing out people and telling them they were pieces of shit, and it was just,
oh, but they're fake.
Yeah, but it's fake. Those ones, fun for all ages.
Okay. No, I didn't say that, but you can link me.
Great.
Oh, my God. Did you see Zane and Louie?
No.
Do you care?
No.
Oh, well, apparently they're filming a Netflix show of them trying to... what's it called where you try to like
KUSA?
Bury the hatchet or what is it? Bury the hatchet?
Yeah.
Or, you know,
they
rekindle
have beef?
Or
they're on beef season 3.
They were filming a Netflix documentary highlighting a reunion turned road trip across the US.
Okay, literally, hey USA.
Yes, yeah. And apparently they got in a scuffle. And Zane punched Louie. And so the show is now scrapped.
There's a lot going on with Zane. I saw he had an album come out. I saw he was in the hospital. I saw people saying that one of his songs on the new album confirms he's bi. And he has time to film a show with Louie and beat him up.
I don't know. It's a lot's going on in the 1D fandom, per usual.
Should we be talking about this? Are they going to come for us? Do I need to clear my cachet and my cookies?
The cachet? The directioners? I don't know. No, they have jobs now, the directioners. They're where they should.
Okay. In this economy, you got to have at least a couple.
Oh my God, one last thing. Speaking of this economy, girl. Okay, so you know about Pokemon cards, how they're like an economy now, and you can really make a lot of money. People are going to like stores and buying boxes and boxes of Pokemon cards. Kids can't even get Pokemon cards anymore because of scalpers, people buying them and opening them up on camera and blah, 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 blah. Okay, so you have that phenomenon happening. You also have people being poor happening. You also have self-checkout happening. Have you ever heard of somebody maybe scanning something else and buying something for cheaper by putting in the different scanning code or something at a self-checkout?
Not only have I seen that, but I also saw on the news this week people buying those like $100 Lego sets, opening them, filling them with pasta, dry pasta, and returning them.
Why not cooked pasta?
Because it's not going to make the same rattle.
Oh, you're right.
They're all, okay. No, hey. Don't open that box.
I think somebody's going to figure it out. I think they're going to track who did. I think they'll figure it out. They're not going to get away with that.
They did.
They're not going to get away with that.
They did. No. Okay.
Okay, well, a Florida man was arrested.
Always Florida men.
For scanning $10,000 worth of Pokemon cards as taco seasoning packets at a self-checkout in Target. And he made $40,000 by selling them on eBay. You know what? Gotta hand it to him. That's a pretty good size exchange. Taco seasoning packet for a Pokemon trading card packet. They're kind of giving the same.
Yeah, that, I mean...
But the cameras are watching at the self-checkout. Don't do it, kids. And not only are they watching, but they're letting you get away with it until you've done it enough times so that they can get felony charges against you. You may think you're getting away with it once, twice, three times. No, they're building a case, honey. So don't do it. Trust.
Listen, babe, they've got the Ten Commandments posted in their schools these days. They know thou shalt not steal.
Oh, so we're good.
We're good. We're covered.
Okay. I was worried, but now that I know that we're good.
Nice. All right.
Anything
else you want to chirping and a squirping about?
Well, I do have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. cut off a raccoon's penis, but we can save that for next time if you want.
Perfect.
I was also going to talk about my favorites from Coachella, but it's like, it's over.
Yeah, it's long gone. This it's late done. After weekend, too embarrassing.
Right.
I will say, so. If you're looking for a fun gay anthem in your life, check out Jesse Ware's Sauna or OK Daddy by Honey Dijon.
Oh, Corey. Okay.
Fun gay anthems for the summer that you should know about.
Okay, well, if we're going to do that, then I'm going to say Slater was incredible, and it's a Slater summer after seeing her at Coachella. Cobra was the moment. Nina Jirachi changed my life. Favorite set from Coachella. Dang. Yusuke, if you're looking for techno, I would go enjoy Yusuke. Okay. FKA Twigs. Yeah, she's an artist. Yes. Dang.
Perfect.
Okay, and that's my Coachella wrap up.
All right, I'll see you next time.
No, where can people find you?
Oh, you can find me wearing a $900,000 life jacket around town in my broken up Chanel's.
In your beat up Tevas.
In my beat up Tevas.
You can find me in my beat up Tevas delivering Uber Eats to you. Check the delivery pics. You'll see
peep
me.
Peep the toe, mama.
Peep the toe.